What were you saying? What was that? We should do what? Hilarity? Brimming. What does that mean? Is that like full to the brim? Is that from a commercial from Before the Rectangle? That'd be BR, Before the Rectangle. Uh-oh, they're out, aren't they? See, I'm talking with you and flirting at Starbucks at the same time, because I'm multicultural, not only multitasking. But I just look like a white male, so that it's confusing to the people. We're waiting. They're bringing some more cream. Cremita is what we call that. Cremita. Thank you for... She's serving. She's serving all the people. I'm on my phone, which is a faux pas, basically. But, hey, what are you going to do? It's Sir Giacomo or bust. Thank you. Here you go, sir.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Adelante.
Gracias.
Tantas curvas y yo sin frenos. Ostra. Ojo. Hay que sorprender a las con belleza. Sí. Anyway, that was also on the podcast. Was it? Aren't I an international man of mystery? Yeah. I need to wax my mustache. Not like get rid of it, but like really go for it. Oh, pomade. That's right. Which doesn't work for Shiza as mustache wax. Actually, which is why I gave it to you. And your beard, are you still sporting a beard? Is it disrespectful to call it a bearded a seafood item? There's a woman who's leaving Starbucks. Yeah, shake the sugar pack and walk away. How come I never became an actor yet, Lucas? This is the podcast. Lucas the Acting Coach .droid.us.biz.clown. Oh. Well, you remember that skit, clownpenis.fart, was the... Oh my god, dude. Oh my lord. Have mercy. That was like a Saturday Night Live deal. I spilled sugar all over the entrance to my situation here. I have a thermos that I bought at a freaking awesome dude. I bought it at a thrift store. It's like a real thermos, but it's small. It's like pint sized. You know, it's like kind of construction worker could have in his lunchbox Before the Rectangle. You know. It has its own cup, and I'm sitting in Starbucks drinking my coffee. Because I started drinking coffee in South America, because that's what people do, you know. Yeah. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, you too. And, you know, win. Just like, what was his name? Winning, you know. Yeah, that guy. Not. Anyway. See ya. It's all being recorded on the podcast, so it's part of the cultural experiment. It's about flirting, really. Oh my god, I met this personal trainer up in Aimee's neighborhood this morning, and she was like, she was really sexy, and she was liking the Sir Giacomo routine, and she's like, I need your phone number, because I was just hitting her, like, it was just like a, I realize it's like, it's, my sister calls it tung fu. Yeah. Yeah. With your long, thick words. Because if you don't have an appendage like that, you might as well use your prehensile brain. Because it'll help you survive when the bigger gorillas come. Yeah. And you go, okay, I submit to your mastery. But see, really, you've got your dagger, you know, behind your back because you're a harlequin, which is why the kind of the middle sized guys end up winning. Ultimately, it's not the really big guys because we'd all be really big. I mean, I suppose you could say we're big bonobo chimps, like all of us, but we're not all 6'10". Yeah, because if we were supposed to be 6'10 and 650 pounds with an 18-pound schlong, we would be. Well, because only some of the giants live among us. You know what I mean? Like, right? So I'm sitting in Starbucks and not on the freeway right now, which is probably where I should be. But I'm enjoying recording this session with you. Because I have 22 hours until I need to be at my destination. And I have approximately a 16-hour drive. So that gives me, figure it out, 6 hours worth of slack time or, you know, whatever. Alternate. I think it should just be one long improvisation. And then when I roll in at 8:59 to my destination, I go, end scene. Yeah. And scene. Right. The real scene is in my mind always, because it involves clothed people who are attractive and me doing interesting things. No. Is that a show? See, I'm so ignorant of these things. It's going to be great when we do our... We're actually recording. So when we do our... this is our first session. What do we call our thing? Oh my God. That was a Saturday Night Live skit where it was a corporate situation and they were getting a new domain name and they're like, sorry, all the domain names like realestateinvestment.com have been taken, so your new website is going clone penis. I know. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yeah. So I'm coming, right? There's no reason not to come. I might actually be able to surprise Raymond at his job site and squeeze his nalgas, which means buns in Spanish. Spanglish. And on his bike, you mean? Should I steal his bike today from work? Oh my God. I can, dude. I can roll. I can speed, and I can get there fast. Okay. Dude, that's perfect. You and I can flirt in downtown slow because there are young ladies there. Because it's a college town and it's sunny today. There are yoga pants everywhere. You lose your mind because you have a beard. Okay, well, there's that. Prehensile. There's the prehensile part. Oh, my God. So I should get on the freeway, is what we're saying. Okay, let me get on the freeway. You go to the, go rob a bank, and I'll get on the freeway, and we'll record session two later. Maybe in person, like on the rectangle. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Friday. Oh, wow. Yeah, that, okay. Let's make sure I avoid that bad traffic stuff. Okay, yeah, we're going to do that. Okay, yes, good. Okay, we'll do it. You'll figure it out. You'll come up with suggestions and solutions. We're solutions providers. We don't only flirt. We ruin people's lives.
John, come on.
You heard it here first, folks. Any famous last words, Lucas, on our droid cast? Which is, we're making a thing. It's not a thing yet. Famous last words. Sorry, that's like what they say before you get shot in the firing line. Any funny last words before we execute you? There you go, Mr. Natural. And if, and kids, if you don't know what that is, you should Google it, because it's kind of R-rated. There are nice culos walking in here in yoga pants. It's a Starbucks. This is why I come. This is why I pay extra for my coffee. Oh, can you wear jazzercise pants at work? Would that be allowed? Could they let you see your, could you plum swoggle at work? We'll, you know, we'll pick up that topic later. I should get rolling, right? Okay. Okay. Okay, Droidcast number two. So here's our deal. This is like, look, I'm showing that we're planners. We think, okay, so I'm going to get hit the road. You're going to knock off the bank with the, so the envelope, I want you to give it into me in your merchant bag. Can you give me it in the, like, thick, stuffed with hundreds? And then I'm going to steal a bike and then a getaway. There's going to be, it's like a Bonnie and Clyde, except it's going to be Brian and Lucas. And so you're going to have to get a wig from Goodwill. Okay? Can you get that? Okay, right. Look, we're hired, dude. Somebody is hiring us right now who's listening to this podcast. I mean, Droidcast. I mean, thing. It's on the rectangle. Yeah. Okay? Good. Okay. Break. Okay. So what's our signal for ending the podcast? Clown penis? And on that note, yes.